You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest as well, we have the OUSA president for 2026, Daniel Leamy, come through to have a chat about, and what's his vibe? What is he doing? And about, OUSA in 2026 and O Week. Those are going to be some pretty big conversation topics. Good morning to you, Dan. How are we?
Kia ora, how's it going?
Although I should put your mic on. How are you?
Good.
There we go.
Good, thanks. How
I
are
can
you?
Hear. Yeah, good, thanks. How are you? Yeah, good, thanks.
Sorry. Typical Kiwi, yeah.
I tried to do that as much as possible at O Week yesterday, because for those who don't know, Radio 1 was running a sort of beer pong type affair. They're like, was it Radio 1 Pong?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I did hear you on stage just ripping people out, really.
Pretty much, yeah. Like it's good for them to experience that at their first interaction with uni, is to get insulted by a student radio host.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
A welcome to Otago.
Big welcome to Otago. Yeah. Big up to Otago, man. Did you have a good time yesterday?
I did.
At Tent City.
I did. The weather held out for the most part, unlike this morning.
Not fun.
But no, it was good, and there was a lot of people around. So, you know, the clouds didn't keep anyone hiding in their flats or halls. So, no, it was a great day. Meet a lot of people.
Mm. So. How many people do you think you talked to?
Oh.
Rough estimate.
I'm going to say...
6 or 7?
50?
50? 50?
Oh, more than that, actually. Maybe 100.
Damn.
I wasn't on the stall for that long, to be fair. Otherwise, it would have been more people.
That's awesome, though.
I was kind of floating. Yeah.
That's mean. I'm super happy. I will start off with a pretty light, fluffy question. Underrated and overrated in Ōtiporti. What do you think? What's underrated? What's overrated?
Underrated. I'm going to say the beaches. The beaches are something
beaches are underrated.
That don't really get talked about. But like,
In the student circles.
Yeah, especially. People just stay in North Dunedin and don't really explore beyond it. But yeah, the beaches. I'm going to say something else underrated, proximity to like all of the outdoors activities you could ever want. Something that when you're in Dunedin, you kind of, you know, you're 3 hours from like any massive mountain or like any like tramp or whatever. This comes from someone who hasn't done much of this, and that's kind of one of my goals for this year, is to actually leave Dunedin and go do some cool stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah. Go to the Silver Peaks.
Yeah. That's only like half an hour out of town.
Yeah, so
like,
dope.
Yeah, but yeah, never been there.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Not
massively. Never mind. It's just, there's a lot of the scenes they shot around Dunedin.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of areas nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's overrated? Overrated internet.
Oh, overrated. I'm trying to think of one on the spot. Let's go for living on top of each other with like so many students in such a small place.
Hey.
It's really cool that like, you know, we are like a residential university. But you know, in O Week there are downsides like damn, it's loud. I try to sleep at night sometimes. That's the one thing that rain is good for, is drowning out a bit of bass.
This is true. Do you live near like a loud street? You don't have to out your address on air.
I'm not in like a loud area. Now the neighbors like making a bit of noise at the moment, which is chill. It's fine. I mean, hey, you only live once.
You gotta live it up in Dunedin.
You do.
La Vida Loca.
You do, and it's O Week, so
yeah, exactly.
But no,
maybe you could noise control them if you have no self respect.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
I mean, I'm feeling old as a fourth year student, but I know that if I ever noise control my neighbors,
you've
and
lost.
Students,
you've lost
just,
the plot.
I should probably just leave town. So.
Yeah, your spirit has been destroyed, my friend. For all the students who have just come through and have no idea what the president does, could you give a brief summary of your job?
Yeah, so it's a really unique role. So, this is essentially a full-time role. I only study part-time on the side.
That's crazy.
Which is a really weird concept that I'm still trying to grasp with. But yeah, so I spend like most of my time spent with the student executive itself within OUSA, sort of like leading the executive and managing stuff, replying to emails. I don't know how many emails I get a day. At the moment, it's pretty crazy. That sort of thing. Also, just like coordinating people, working with all of our departments at OUSA.
Mm.
And then another part of it is in the university. So I would sit on, I'm going to say, probably about 10 university committees.
Damn.
For like various different things. Mm. So like that's another massive part of it, is being the student voice in the university. Low-key makes sense.
Low-key only.
Yeah, and then the other part is and then the other part of it is like the external stuff, and like, you know, meeting with whoever wants to get in the face of students. So obviously this year it's election year. Mm. So like the politicians are all greasing up to you, sort of thing.
Hey girl, sliding to your DMs.
Genuinely.
That's crazy.
Just be like, what can we do for students? And then you just give them your list of things and say, yeah, we're keen to work.
We're not going to do that, but we're going to lie to you about that. We're going to do that.
Yeah. Slimy.
I was going to say, how are you navigating those relationships with like local political figures, like you know, the Mayor Sophie Barker and the local MP Rachel Brooking? Have you had kororo with either of them?
Not in person. So I've got a, funnily enough, a meeting set up with both of them in the next fortnight. So, yeah. So amongst all the other busyness, I'm catching up with Sophie Barker and Rachel Brooking. So that will be awesome. I've also met with a lot of other local councillors, MPs as well. So been an exciting time.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's great. That's great. How have you like met the role expectations, or how have the expectations of the role collided with reality? You mentioned before that you're only studying part-time. Are there any other sort of like crazy aspects of the job that you didn't really expect?
I feel like I was over most of it. I guess the big thing that I've sort of noticed is you kind of just get thrown a lot of things from like different directions, and you kind of just got to juggle it, which is, I mean, that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're like the student president, but yeah, it's really interesting, you know, like you get stuff from like left field, like saying, oh, can you do this and do this and do this, and you know, it's all within O week, and I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to chill out at Tent City with these give out free stuff, you know. That's probably that's definitely the hardest thing to juggle for sure. But yeah, that's cool though.
Nice. I find I get some real random stuff too. It's like long-time listeners from overseas being like, hey man, want to be interviewed? Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, what was I going to say? What is your like policy agenda for the year? I remember last year, from what I can recall, your campaign was based on saving OUSA money, not through cuts necessarily, to things that would affect students and the deliverables for students. But yeah, what is your policy agenda? And there's some things that you kind of have to respond to, like BDS, but what's the Daniel Leamy strategy?
To be honest, on the internal policy agenda, there isn't much for me. It's not really a massive focus for me. I think what OUSA does already is great, and I don't think the part about the funding stuff and all that, I kind of stayed away from that because I mean, what OUSA does for students and what they provide for students already is actually, you know, that's I mean, there's always room for improvement, but you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
My more focus is how we can get students to be the focus externally. So, you know, because I mean, it's an election year, and it's a close election. I saw polls last night.
Yeah, dude.
They're still like neck and neck.
Yeah, hung parliament.
Yeah, so like that's where we can make a difference for students. That's kind of where I want to focus my time more, to be honest.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to talk about some of the stuff that came out of last year. I remember during the campaign and the forums, someone mentioned concern over your connections to Critic. How are you going to ensure that you keep maybe friendship with the folks who work over there away from student politics?
Coverage. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, like I have friends in Critic. They're all great people, but I guess at the end of the day, I always make sure that there's stuff going on my end and there's stuff going on their end, and a lot of those things don't cross over and they don't even get spoken about. So yeah, as much as they are really cool people, I think everyone knows that there actually is a level of professionalism in these relationships, and we are here to serve students, but in different ways. And I think everyone respects that and understands that. So I don't really think it's an issue like it might have got playing up to be last year, to be honest.
It's not going
to
turn into the equivalent of Pravda from the Soviet Union. Have you heard of Pravda?
I have not.
It was a communist newspaper called Truth. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Right. Well, luckily we're not the Soviet Union.
Not yet, where are you? mentioning last year, a little bit of a dark year, a little bit of a cluster for the exec. What steps are you taking to increase sort of cohesion, trust, and camaraderie in the exec for 2026?
Yeah, so we just had our training, our induction training, whatever you want to call it, for the exec. Last week, and then for the few people that weren't there, we're going to catch up on it today, seeing as it's a rainy day. Great day to do it.
Hell yeah.
But I think bringing the team together early and finding some common goals and this isn't an official thing, but if push comes to shove and there's a really serious topic that there's, you know, like strong difference of opinion on, I think we can leave the room, go grab a coffee for 5 minutes, and okay, everyone remember, like,
we love each other, we're a family.
It's important, but you know, it's not always that deep. It never is that deep, actually. If it's coming to the point where, like, last year it definitely did get a little bit ugly, and
it went beyond just robust debate.
Yes. it got quite personal, and I think everyone from the outside saw that. And everyone wants to make sure it doesn't happen again, so we're all working really hard to make sure it doesn't happen.
Cool.
I am excited for the year.
I'm glad to hear. And there's lots to be excited about. As you mentioned before, it's an election year, which means that you have more leverage power. How do you think you can kind of extract some big W's from politicians this year?
So obviously we're happy to meet up with literally any politician that will talk to us. Anyone that will talk to us and promise all these things to students. Obviously our part is saying, well, hang on, you might have promised us in the past, and what actually is your track record compared to what you're saying. But I feel like, you know, I mean, look, it's politics. We're gonna play them off against each other, right? Like, are you really the best party for students? Like, how can you say that? How can you say that when, like, this person's doing this, and this? And, you know, I mean, like, I guess our biggest issues are, I mean, housing is huge. Cost of living is huge. Jobs is huge. Amongst many other issues, so... Yeah, it's how, you know, how do you know you're the best party for students, and why do you actually deserve students' vote?
Totally. That reminds me, what you said about the nature of politics there, reminds me of this quote I heard recently about working on Capitol Hill in the States, which is, I guess, the hub of government. And it says, if you want a friend on Capitol Hill, get a dog. Because everyone's, you know, super opportunistic.
It's a hard game to play. I couldn't do it.
No,
I couldn't.
Neither. It's spirit destroying. We'll be hearing a song in a very, very short amount of time. But there are a few big things aside from the election this year, which probably BDS and what else?
There might be a few others.
Yeah. When can we expect to see sort of a timeline on the BDS stuff?
That'll be relatively soon. So the team is just settling in still.
Yes.
But that will be a topic that comes up quite early on, because it's important, and there actually hasn't been any movement on it. Last year, at the tail end of last year. So that is something that we're looking to move on early. I imagine within the next, at least within the next few months, probably sooner.
Cool.
But you will hear more on that at some point.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on, Daniel. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations, or thoughts to leave our listeners with?
I guess what I'd say is this O week, don't let the rain keep you from having a good time, enjoying yourself, however that may look like. Probably not partying on Castle Street, I'm imagining, for most Radio 1 listeners, which is great, because I don't know if people even do that. Enjoy your time, and hey, happy 2026, everyone. It's the new 2016, isn't it? So
Let's make it a good year.
Let's make it a great year.
I think that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thanks, Dan.
Sweet. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers, man. That was Dan Leaney, the OUSA president for 2026, talking about how the year's going to look and a bunch of other good stuff. Coming up...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.